This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Record-breaking rainfall that slammed swampy, low-lying Houston, Texas earlier this week caused flash flooding that has killed at least 7 people. Thousands have had to leave their homes. Some areas received up to 18 inches of rain, causing Governor Greg Abbott to declare a state of emergency. Dave Failing is energy and environment reporter for Houston Public Media. He joins me now. David, was the community prepared for this at all, 18 inches of rain?
Yeah, you know, so many things like this, John. We hear that rain is on the way, and you never quite know how much rain. And this did catch people by surprise. It came in the middle of the night Sunday. As you said, 18 inches in some places, and that happened over just a matter of a couple hours. And so people got caught, and that's what happened to 8 people who are now the victims of this, died when they couldn't get out of their vehicles because they were driving through high water.
And you also had a boat on the river that capsized, and one of the fatalities was there.
Yeah, and that's not confirmed that that was necessarily because of the high water, but certainly when the ship channel and the other tributaries to our big ship channel where you have so many ships coming in and you have the tugboats going out trying to get them secured, these kinds of things can happen.
Part of the challenge you have down there, all you folks in Houston, is that the water isn't channeled in a way that is absolutely clear. So a flood can happen from a different direction almost every time. You're low-lying plus there are river systems there, so water can rise quickly and from all directions, and you can be surrounded without even knowing it.
Absolutely. It's a flat area. We're only about 45 feet in the city above sea level, so the water doesn't go away very quickly and just sits there. And it collects. And that's what can happen, especially on our freeways and where you've got underpasses. They actually just this year installed emergency warning gates that come down at some underpasses because people were driving right down into them and drowning. So now they've got gates up at least a few of them, but we need a lot more.
If this turns out to be a high rain spring, does this increase the threat of Zika virus as habitat for mosquitoes will suddenly be much more favorable than the earlier thought?
It's always a concern. The counties are very aggressive in spraying for mosquitoes, and they certainly have a lot of education programs, so they keep telling people don't let water collect. But, you know, you can only imagine when you have this much rain, there's puddles everywhere, and with the heat, it's the perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes. So, yes, one more concern.
What's the forecast between now and the end of the week?
Well, we've got more rain coming literally within an hour or so here in Houston. It's a line of showers, but these are kind of the typical spring showers that move through pretty quickly, not this kind of big weather system we had on Sunday night that was a big low over Colorado, basically, that was drawing moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico and continuing to just hammer us. These are fast-moving showers, and they're saying by Friday the sun should be out.
This will permit the drainage to occur. You said it's slow going because Houston is so flat. You do expect a full drainage by the end of the week?
They do. I mean, the creeks stay up the longest, and the San Jacinto River, those will continue to be at flood stage for a number of days. And so there are certain neighborhoods where hundreds of people now have had to evacuate. They're not going to be able to get back into their houses to even start working on them to repair them because some of these houses are under feet of water. So that will take a while. But, you know, these are just pockets in the city, a large part of the city. It's back to normal right now. The school system is back and running this morning. So thanks for the majority of Houstonians getting back to normal.
Check those traffic reports. You can make a wrong turn in Houston when it floods. Dave Failing is energy and environment reporter for Houston Public Media. Thanks so much, Dave.
Pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.